This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So I will start with the questions of the sisters. We are always accused of ignoring our sisters. We don't do it on purpose, wallahi. But can I use my zakat money to pay my father's loan debt? Yes, in this case, yes. Only if he is not able the debt, not able to pay the loan back. If he's able, there are some cases where the person has some savings in the bank and he asks his wife or his mother or his daughter to help him pay his loans. No, this is not right. If you are able to pay your loans by yourself, you cannot take the zakat of your daughter or the zakat of your mother. You can't. So yes, you can use your zakat to pay your father's loan. If he's not able to pay his loan by himself, doesn't have enough money. Is it necessary to tell the person whom the money is being paid that it's from zakat? Okay, it is necessary if you know that he doesn't like to take zakat money. Here you have to tell him. You know the person doesn't like to take money, receive zakat money. But if you don't know, you don't know if he likes it or you don't like. If he doesn't like it, it's okay if you don't tell him it's zakat. This is a gift from me. It's okay if you don't tell him. And of course, obviously, if you know that he doesn't care, then give it to him. Whether you tell him or you don't tell him, he doesn't care, just give it to him. The problem is if you don't know. I would say you give it to him without asking. But if you know that he doesn't like it, you have to tell him. Is that clear, Yaquan? What if the inventory of a business owner was bought using bank loan? Is it still added or is it considered debt? You calculate the inventory, you calculate it, and then if your debt is a short-term debt, you exclude it from the total. And that's it. You deduct the value of your debt. But you need to add this inventory because the prices of this inventory could go up. So you have a disparity now between the initial loan and between the prices of your merchandise. So you calculate the value of your merchandise based on the market price, calculate your cash and you add everything, and then you deduct your loan, the value of your debt, if it is a short-term debt. Is that clear, Yaquan? This is from sisters, right? Huh? A brother? Okay. This question is not really relevant to zakat, however, if you can answer it, that would be great. It's not relevant to zakat, we'll leave it till the end. Is there a priority listing which of the categories is most important, then which is second? Follow the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow this classification, this order. Wallahu ta'ala ala. Fuqara and masakin, those who are in need and they are poor, I think they have priority. Wallahu ta'ala ala. Relatives, yes, you can give your relative. Yeah, you get double reward. Your reward will be multiplied. It will be silat rahim, keeping the ties of kinship, and also you'll be rewarded for the payment of zakat. But as I said, you are not allowed to give to your parents, to your grandparents. You are not allowed to give to your children, grandchildren. You can give to your sisters, your brothers, and if they are in need. If they classify, if they go under this one of these categories, if they don't go, you can't. You can't. Like, if their expenses, yearly expenses are 30,000, and their income is 30,000, yes, it could be tight, but they don't classify here. Because a faqir, what is the difference between a poor and the needy faqir? The best explanation is, they said the faqir, his income covers only less of 50% of what he needs for the whole year. He needs 20,000, his income is 9,000, less than 50% of what he needs for the whole year. He needs 20%, 50% would be 10,000, so his income is only 9,000. Very simple, right? And the miskeen is better than a faqir. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned both of them. Otherwise there will be no point of mentioning two names, two different names. The miskeen, his situation is better. His income covers less than 100% of what he needs, but it is more than 50% of his needs. Let's say his income is, he needs 20,000 for the whole year. His income is 12,000 or 14,000. More than 50% of what he needs. So that's al-miskeen. So if you are trying to compare between the two, and you have to give it to one of them, start with the poor. Right? Start with the poor. So any other question? Tafadhal akhi. They have to be Muslims, yes. Okay, sadaqah, you can give sadaqah to a non-Muslim, but not zakat. A non-Muslim, you can give him zakat here, under this category. Number four.
But how come it doesn't, why is it in the ayah?
Sisters? Na'am?
How come in the ayah it doesn't say a qura'a and masakeen that are believers? Where does that
position? The practice of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Khulafa' al-Rashideen. Yeah. Because his practice, his sunnah, explains the Qur'an. It's something that is agreed upon. Yes. We'll go by row. We'll deal with the first row, then the second row, then maybe.
So you said that you can give zakat to relatives, but not parents and children.
And not grandparents.
Except if they have loans that they can't pay.
Yeah, if they go under this category here. And this is not something agreed upon, but it was a fatwa made by a very good classical scholar, Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. So it's not agreed upon, but it makes sense too, and it is adopted by many scholars.
And in that category, it's if a loan is something that they can't afford.
They cannot afford to pay it back. Yeah. And it has to be halal loan. If it is a haram loan, and they are making tawbah, trying to correct their situation, can help them in the process. Okay. The brother is saying, I need to repeat the questions for the sake of our sisters. I said, if someone has a luxury lifestyle, right? This is what you said?
Yeah.
And he's spending a lot of money on his needs, and he's not able to save, to make any saving at the end of the year. Are they going to is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to take them to account or not for not paying zakat? Allahu a'lam. But they could be taken to account for tabdhir, for their wasteful manners. Inna Allah la yuhibbul mubadhirin. Inna al-mubadhirina kanu ikhwan al-shayateen. So for wasting money, let's say he goes to Mexico every year, he goes to Hawaii. I mean, it's halal. I'm not saying it's not haram to go and take your family for a vacation. Mexico, Allah. I'm not sure. But it's halal to take your family for a vacation. But if it goes beyond reasonable limits, and are buying extra stuff that you don't need, and I'm not sure about, and I'm not paying zakat, if it is a problem or not, but obviously there is a problem of wasting money and wasting wealth. Wallahu ta'ala ala. Okay, let's go back to the brothers who are in the middle. Or yes. Oh yeah, I said 1 year. Okay, this is important, yes. This is important. When we say 1 year, which is al-hawl, let's say the way you calculate it is, let's say you just started working. You got your first paycheck, which is 4,000. Now you spend 2,000, and the next month you saved another 1,000. Third month, now you have 3,500, which is, we said, the minimum amount of money, nisab. So from that month, you start counting. Counting, and then you're watching your money. You have to mark that date down. Today I had 3,500, or that specific month, if you don't remember the date, you say 15th of September, if you go by the solar calendar, for example. And then you keep watching your money. At the end of the year, you have 10,000, but your nisab did not go below the minimum amount. It kept on increasing until at the end of the year you have 10,000. Okay, now you need to pay zakat on 10,000. But how about the 1,000 you just got last month? It didn't stay with you for 1 year. The ulama, they said, yes, still it's okay to pay zakat for it. Unless if you want to have a date, a deadline for every monthly income or every monthly saving, then you can do that. It's your right. But they said it's not practical, and I think no one is doing it. All people, they go by their yearly deadline. They will be paying zakat in advance for some money that he just got. He just got 1 year, 1 month ago, 2 months ago. But that's okay. It's halal.
So maybe it's okay just to check the day I'm paying this zakat.
Yes. The date, calculate, do your calculation, 2.5 or 2.577, and that's it. Yes, brother. Brother is saying, did I repeat your question? Somehow, because I need to repeat the question. Remind me if I don't repeat the question. The brother is saying you got some money, an amount of money, and you paid zakat for it, that specific year now. And then next year, do you pay zakat for that 10,000 mathalan? Next year you had 15,000. What is the difference between 10 and 15? 5,000. Do you pay zakat on only 5,000, the difference between last year and this year? Will you pay zakat on 15,000? This is a question the brother made. Yes, you pay zakat on 15,000. The whole amount that you have on that year. You don't deduct anything. Yes, brother, at the end. $2 per day? I don't know. It's up to you how you calculate it and how. Usually people don't ask these details. Usually. I don't know who is faqir. The criteria that I gave you is the best criteria. If his income for the whole year, for the whole year, you can divide it into 12 months, divide it into 365 days, it's up to you. But for the whole year, his income is less than 50% of what he needs. This is faqir. This is the criteria used by Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, I think is the best that is available. Otherwise, it will be difficult to distinguish between faqir and miskin. Did you get my point?
Yeah.
Yeah. People usually don't ask these details again unless there are some other organization, like Methanan National Zakat Foundation. They have a 13 pages application, I think. They might ask this question. Yeah, right? Who are the brothers? Where is Adnan?
Yes,
you have these questions in the application?
Yes.
But if you are not giving to the National Zakat Foundation, will take the money, they are a wakil. On your behalf, they will give. IC takes your money, they are a wakil. But usually when you give a zakat to someone, a family member or a friend or someone in the neighborhood, you don't ask these details, but you know that his budget is tight. So you give him this zakat. This is how it works. But these organizations, like Zakat, National Zakat Foundation, no, they have an application. And they have numbers, they ask maybe tax papers, and they ask for documents, Allahu Akbar. Yes, brother, at the end. You. The priority is for, this is a rule, basic rule. Priority is to fulfill the needs of the local people. The brother is... Okay, the question is, yes, Jazakallah khair. The question is, how do I compare, or how can I spread the money between local people and poor people in my country? It's up to you, but the basic rule, it's up to you how to do it. The basic rule is that the needs of local people have to be fulfilled. And then if there is a need for, of course you have zakat, and you know that there is a need in Syria and Pakistan, Afghanistan, India, you send back your money to... this is the basic rule. There are some ulama, they said if the people overseas are in need, you can send it. Yani they are in a severe situation. You can send it if you feel that most likely the needs of local people are fulfilled. Like here in Canada, for sure, that inshallah there will be enough money for the local people, but you need to pay attention. If we include the students, then you need to pay attention. Yani we should know that there are people who are in need in this country. And the similar organizations like National Zakat Foundation, they're telling us, because there is an organization now, so people are calling. When people call, they talk about their situation. Because now we have an impression here in Canada that if someone doesn't have an income, doesn't have a job, the government is giving him welfare from welfare or EI. But sometimes people are receiving welfare assistance, yani money from the government, but their budget is very tight. Imagine a family of four or five kids. The for 2,000 these days, well, it's nothing here in Calgary, for example. So my point is, there are people who are in need here, but you are allowed to send it overseas if you feel that there are people who are in need. It's both are permissible, but we, as a basic principle, we need to fulfill the needs of local people. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Yes, for the zakat, the wife zakat, she is supposed to pay her zakat, unless that her husband wants to help her. That's a different story. But she needs to pay her zakat, unless يعني, there is an agreement between the two. As long as the zakat is paid, then there is no problem. So the question was, is she supposed, if the wife has money and she needs to pay her zakat, is her husband supposed to pay her zakat, or she is supposed to pay her zakat? The answer is clear, right? Okay, let's go back to the questions of the sisters. Can you give me some time here? Because I need to do some justice here. Now that I know I can pay my sister's debt and student loan as zakat, can I deem it zakat and not a loan? Because I don't understand these two words, but it's up to you. Now, if you are giving her zakat to pay her loan, you don't have the right to ask for this money to be given to you back. You are not giving her a loan. You are paying from your zakat, helping her to pay her loan. So that's it. This is your zakat. You are not giving her a loan. But if you tell her, "Oh, I want you to give you a qard hasan," then this is not a zakat. You are giving her a loan, qard hasan, to pay her interest-based loan. So your money is not a zakat, it's qard hasan. She has to pay you back. And you have to pay your zakat to other people. Is that clear? Clear, ya ikhwan? I thought RSP was haram. Please elaborate. That's a different issue now. There are different accounts of RSPs and... There are some halal RSPs available with some financial companies in Toronto. But that's a different issue. Hopefully we'll talk about it maybe on a different occasion, inshallah. But as a basic principle, your money, your contribution is halal, your capital. And the money that comes to you from the company is halal. And the money, if there is money coming to you through from the government, I don't know if the government pays these accounts. Na'am? Education, yes, is halal. So three types of money. Money, your money. That is what's deducted from your paycheck. The money coming from your company, the contribution of your company, this is halal. The money coming from the government is halal. Now the rest is profit. Profit from investments. It could be interest from saving accounts. If it is an investment account, it's an profit from investment. It depends on the investment. Then we need to talk about it in detail on a different occasion, because today is zakat, is not about investment. I am an employee of a company, so based on your calculation, for example, I have 8,000 in hand. I don't give out any loans. I don't have any shares, but I pay mortgage of 1,700 a month. So based on this, I subtract 20,400 from my cash in hand. I'm not paying zakat. Well, basically, this is the decision, yes, of the Muslim Fiqh Council. Not the Muslim Fiqh Council. The second symposium of zakat took place in Kuwait, 1989 or 1985. Second symposium of zakat, Nadwa Thaniya al-Zakat. They said, yes, you can deduct your yearly payments. Your payments, mortgage payments or monthly payments for the whole year, You can deduct it, yes. And you don't have to pay zakat based on their decision. Wallahu ta'ala alam. If you want to give zakat to your father to pay debts off, what do you mean by if he can pay it? Of course, if he can pay it, it's simple. He has money. Savings in account. And he tells you, hey, my daughter, give me your zakat. Doesn't work. He has money. He can pay his loan by himself. So he cannot take your zakat. Your zakat, you have to give it to someone else. You don't give it to your father. Because he has money in the account. And he can pay his loan by himself. What if he has no savings? Oh, it's clear. If he has no savings, that means he's not able to pay his loan. Then you help him with your zakat. Yeah, ikhwan, this is obvious. Can zakat be paid in different countries through bank and the amount is kept in the bank and paid monthly to the receiver? Who's in the village? Zakat cannot be delayed. The payment of zakat cannot be delayed. But I don't know about this. Maybe I need more information about this arrangement. If you can give me more information, send me an email if you want. If you don't want to talk now or write another question. But zakat as a basic principle, zakat payment cannot be delayed. It has to be given to the poor and the needy. There is one case. I know one case where it can be delayed. If there is a guardian who is receiving the zakat on behalf of the minors under his guardianship, or insane people under his guardianship, he received 5,000 as a zakat money to spend on these children, then he cannot, they are children, he cannot just give them 5,000, here you go, take it. Or a mentally ill person, he will just waste this 5,000, so he's allowed to keep it as a guardian in his account and give them, spend this money on them on a regular basis. Wallahu ta'ala alam. This is the case I know, that money, zakat, can be delayed and not be given to the poor, to those in need immediately. In this case, this is an exception. This bank, I'm not sure about it. I need more information about it. Does zakat have to be in money, or can we buy clothes, blankets? So it has to be in money if you have cash and you have inventory, paying any cash, you know, your RSP account and all these things. If you feel you are supposed to give it them in money because they are free, they will be free. They deal with it the way they think it's better for them. But if you are dealing with minors or people who don't know their own benefit, and you feel that it's better to buy clothes for them, to buy some books for them, to buy some other equipment or other things they need, and you are a guardian or you are someone who is close to them, and you are familiar with their needs, then you can do it in this case. Otherwise, you have to give them their money. Does having students' loan and other loans affect your zakat calculation? As I said, it affects your zakat calculation if you are making the payment on that year. If you are making payments, loan payments, throughout the year, every month you are paying the government $200. You calculate $200 multiplied by 12, how much? 2,400, you exclude it from your calculation. But if it is a long-term loan, you don't. You don't deduct it. You don't deduct the whole amount. You deduct the money that you'll be paying that specific year from your calculation. Is that clear?
Yes.
Is a father obliged to support his son even if he's a grown-up and married? If he's a grown-up and he's able, it depends. There are two cases. If he is lazy, he doesn't want to work. He's addicted to Facebook. And he wants to, wallahi, these problems are there. I know a woman who asked for divorce. She said, either Facebook or me. You have to choose between the two. Because the guy left his business, left his that side, and he kept spending like hours and hours in front of his computer. Facebook addiction. So in in this case, of course you have to encourage him to go and look for work, be a man. Apply for a job and look for work. Don't support him. Let him deal with it. But if he lost his job, and you know he is educated, and he has the qualification, and he's a responsible individual, but you know he didn't find a job. Job market is very bad, and he's not able to pay his rent. Then of course you need to support him. If you have the ability to support your son, it depends on the situation. You know your son. You know, so in this case, yes, you need to support him. Second question: if not, and the son is poor, can the father give him zakat? No, no, no. You cannot, as a father, give zakat to your son. You have to support him. As I said, with this condition, that he's not lazy, he's not, you know, he's responsible, he didn't find a job, he's doing his best, but he couldn't. If you donate zakat online and get a charitable tax receipt, you get some of your taxes back at the end of the year. How does this affect zakat? Doesn't affect your zakat. You can claim your zakat. Claim it. It doesn't affect your zakat. Because the government will charge you based on your income, pure income. Your zakat payment will be excluded from your whole income. So the government will charge you taxes based. Actually, if you are an employee, they will take it on a monthly basis from your income. So you pay zakat for whatever is left with you. So don't worry about it. You can claim your, if you give a zakat as a donation, you can claim it. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Because this will reduce your income, net income, and the government will charge you taxes on that income. Wallahu ta'ala. Do you factor it in? What do you mean factor it? يعني calculated it? How do you calculate and you pay zakat? The tax refund, if you get a refund, yes, you add it to your savings. And you pay zakat at the end of the year, next deadline. You add it to your saving. Any cash you receive, you add it to your saving. And you pay your zakat on the deadline. Do I have to pay zakat on my money that I have saved over 5 years? That means every year I have to pay on that over and over. Now, if someone, this is my understanding to this question, that she was or he was supposed to pay zakat every year, but they neglected the payment of zakat for 5 years, then they have to go and do the calculation for 5 years. If they don't know exactly how much they were supposed to pay, they have to estimate until they feel comfortable that this is the amount they were supposed to pay. Like say in the first year, the estimation was $400. Second year, the estimation was $300. Third year, the estimation $200. And then he should add all this money together and then pay it as a zakat and make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we are supposed to pay zakat on a yearly basis. On a yearly basis, ya akhwan. It is a major obligation. If relative does not have any income, sister-in-law, zakat can be given, yes. Sister-in-law, yes. Is zakat given to build mosque in Canada? I explained this when I talked about fi sabilillah. You can give zakat for the purpose of building a masjid in Canada or USA or in the West in general. Because we don't have a Muslim government that is supporting masajid and fi sabilillah. Sorry, did I miss paying on one's gold if held in back? One's gold. If you mean jewelry, you don't pay zakat on the jewelry that you use. Women, they have, every woman has jewelry, right? And that if you have a small amount of jewelry that you are using throughout the year, that you don't pay zakat for it. You have a big amount of jewelry. You are accumulating a big amount of jewelry. You are not using it. But you are saving it in case you buy a house or you're selling it, you have to pay zakat on it. You might exclude the small amount of jewelry that you are using and you pay the zakat on the rest. That was your question? I mean, if the person who receives this gold is a man, is a male, let me reword my statement, is a male. A male is not supposed to use gold and silver. Silver you can use it, but gold, it's haram for us to use gold. So definitely you have to pay zakat. If it is a piece of jewelry and the woman is using it, she doesn't have to pay zakat. You know? But if it is an item of sale, you got it and you have the intention to sell it again, then you have to pay zakat on it. I am a single female and I have more than the nisab amount and I live with my family. Would I pay the zakat or would my father pay the zakat? It's up to you. You are supposed to pay your zakat, but if your father says, Fatima, you don't have to pay your zakat this year, I'll pay it on your behalf. Make sure that he pays it, and that's it. As long as the zakat is paid, that's fine. So if he volunteers to pay it on your behalf, that's fine, but you are supposed to take care of that, which means it is your individual responsibility that you take care of your zakat. You don't expect your father to be paying the zakat and just ignore it and don't talk about it and hope that your father is paying on your behalf and just keep quiet about it. You cannot do that.
How about gold? Is it applicable for only Canada and every country?
The sum of gold, which is 85 grams of gold, the nisab? Yeah, it's every country because it is from the time of Rasulullah ﷺ, 20 dinars. Every dinar, the weight of every dinar is 4.25 grams. So it is in every country.
Some developing countries, $440 is big money.
$440
Canadian dollar is
a
nisab of silver. It is big money in some countries.
Yeah, they can go with silver, yeah, if they want. Yeah, and if they have the option to go with the silver nisab. To calculate their nisab, because the brother is saying $440 in some poor countries is a big amount of money. If it is a big amount of money in some countries, and they wish to use the silver nisab, they can do that. Yeah. But for Canada, in Canada, I am confident that $440 is. It's not. Yes, brother Abdul Majid. I got your point. The brother is saying, he collects his zakat every year and the zakat of his family members. He puts it aside until he travels back home and he goes to some areas where poor people live there and he buys food with a less price, right? It's more beneficial. Yani he gets a deals from some local companies, and then it's more beneficial to the poor because you'll get a bigger amount of food. Okay, now the ulama, they said that it's okay to delay the payment of the zakat. Some of them mentioned 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Some of them mentioned 1 month or two, if there is a valid reason. Yeah, and you are not able to reach those who are in need, number one. Or there is a maslaha, because in your case, you are able to reach them. You can send this money through Western Union or a transfer, bank transfer, if you want to transfer it back home. But there is a maslaha, another maslaha. This money that you're keeping with you, you'll be buying with it a bigger quantity of food, which is more beneficial. So hopefully there is a maslaha here for the poor, and it's okay. And it's only how many couple of months? I'm hoping. Yani, this is what I'm using, the term is very important. Hoping that, inshallah, it should be fine. Yani, there is a maslaha for the poor. Yes, the brother, he said, I'm going to repeat the question. He said, how about if it is a good loan, I gave a good loan to someone, and I know he will pay me back, but this money is locked in a fixed asset, not cash. Doesn't make a difference. Good loan, add it. Bad loan, ignore it. Yeah, the brother is saying, what happens if you go below the nisab after 4 months or 5 months? Are you going to cancel the calculation? Then you start again, you wait until again you get your nisab again and you start calculating for a new year. You have two options. You have the right to cancel everything and wait until you get a nisab again, and then you start calculating from first day will be the new nisab, the second nisab. Because your money, which reached 4,000 nisab after 2 months, it went to 1,000. So now you have no nisab. Cancel everything, ignore the first date, and then wait until you get the nisab. You have the other option, but this is optional. Ignore this fluctuation. And then At the end of the year, from the first date, you have 10,000, pay. But this is optional. Yeah, if you have a land, it depends on your intention. You bought a land to build a house on it. You don't pay zakat on it. You bought a land and you are a farmer. You're going to cultivate this land. You don't pay zakat on the land. Pay zakat on the crops. 10%, not 2.5. But not every year 10%. 10%. Actually, usually these days is 5%, not 10%. If there are expenses in the process of farming and cultivation, 5%, there is no expenses. It's just rain. Your land benefited from rain, which is in the old days. I mean, there is no expenses at all. Then you pay 10% of the crops if they reach 610 kilograms. Grains or fruit, not vegetables. And I don't know why there is no zakat on vegetables. There could be some hikmah, some wisdom, I don't know it. I didn't find it. But on grains, maybe they are stable food, fruits. Huh?
The vegetables are perishable.
Maybe that could be the reason. Grains and fruit. So if they reach the amount of 610 kilograms, and you are a farmer, you pay zakat on this on the harvest, 5%, not 2.5. Not vegetables. Grains and fruit. Not vegetables. And if you bought the land with the purpose of what? Waiting for the price, or you put it again in the market to sell it again. You sell it again. You are a businessman. You buy and sell lands. Then you have to use it, pay zakat for it, the value. 2.5%. It is arz min urud al-tijara. It's an item for sale. So you add it to the inventory. You are a businessman and land is for sale. You are buying land to sell it again, to make money, make a profit. You add it to your inventory. There are three types of lands. Right? Do you remember any case, another case?
Maybe you want to build a house on it.
Build a house on it, you don't pay zakat on it. You don't pay zakat on it if you are a farmer, you're using it for agriculture. You don't pay zakat on the land. You pay zakat on the harvest, the crops, right? If you buy the land with the purpose of just owning the land, with no niyyah whatsoever to sell it again, or just you want to keep the land, you don't pay zakat on it.
Same thing applies to a house?
House, your own house, you don't pay zakat for your own house.
If you have condos,
you are renting them, you don't pay zakat for the value of the condo, you pay zakat on the rent. You add the rent, rental fees, you add them to your savings. And that's it. Yeah. Any capital, any productive capital asset, you don't pay zakat on it. You pay zakat on the income. Any capital, productive, or productive capital asset, like a machine. You don't pay zakat on the machine, pay zakat on the products that you get from this machine. House, the income that you get from this house, and so on. We said 4:30. Jazakumullahu khairan. Barakallahu feekum. Subhanakallahu wa hamdik. Shadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.